Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and it is Friday, July 8th. You have made it thus far. And so I want to encourage you today to start preparing your heart for worship this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. I know many of you are still out on vacation now, but as you come back in and after the 4th of July week, we start kind of getting settled in and preparing for a new year and getting ready for the kiddos to get in school and get back to work, all those things. So today I want to remind us part of what our job that's been assigned by the Lord Jesus to us really is. And so in Matthew chapter 5, we have this point where I think you've heard of this phrase before, the Sermon on the Mount. You've heard of the Beatitudes. Well, Jesus also makes a point in Matthew chapter 5 about the fact that you are salt and light. You are built, you have been equipped, you have been born to be salt and to be light. The scriptures say, beginning in verse 13, it says, you're the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. So the concept of salt, when you take the context then and put it in the context now, salt then was an essential to make sure that you could hang on to meat and you could prepare for things to be stored up. Like, we have a refrigerator, but of course they had nothing like that. Salt was there to flavor. Salt was there to purify. Salt was there to extend the life of. So think about that. If we're to be salt, we're to bring flavor. The flavor of Christ, godliness, holiness, kindness, the fruits of the Spirit to the world. That's the flavor that we're to be. But we're also to be able to make sure that we bring some purity to the world. Some sense that there are absolutes and that there is the rule of God, that as we gladden our heart, it's not about us, but it is about Him. We bring purity to the world, but we also bring the ability to hang on and extend the life of other things. You see, living and breathing within us is the gospel story that Jesus came, was buried, and rose again, that we might have life in abundance and life eternal. And so when the Lord says in verse 14, you're the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden, He is saying, hey, you're a light. Shine your light. He goes on to say in verse 15, no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Now, the last part of that teaching is incredibly important. You have been given the light of the world in the presence of Jesus as how He's left His Spirit to live within you, guide you, direct you, and that is the light of the world. But it is burning within you, not so you can put some type of cape over it or some type of basket over it. I remember being a little boy and learning the songs in VBS or Sunday school, you know, about, you know, hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. We sang that a billion times. You know what? At 56 years of age, what I have learned is the light within me is there to shine further than ever, to shine brighter than ever. I need to open the windows and the doors of my heart that those around me might see the light of the world as it is continually changing me. As it is changing our direction. It is changing our DNA. The light of the world is to have the flavor of salt. And that is always the combination that leads us to humble service of others and the recognition of our need to walk in the light of Christ. My friend, on this Friday, as you head into the weekend, walk in the light of Christ and let your life be salty and let it be full of light so that it shines brighter and further than it ever has. And you say, well, Chuck, how do I make sure I do that today? That sounds good, but what do I do today? All right, well, if you really want to know, then salt may walk into your place of employment or at the ball games or wherever you're at today, and salt might say, hey, guys, let's pray before we have our meal. Well, light might say, you know, let me pray for you. I promised my wife and I'll pray for you tonight. It could be that simple. It could be that the Lord is putting somebody in your life today that you're to share your salt and light with. My prayer is that He will. And when that intersection happens, I pray it would be combustible with the love of Christ. So on this Friday, I'm so glad you joined us this week. If you haven't heard all of our podcasts from me or Bobby or Benj or whoever, go back and listen to them and share them with the buttons below. We're so grateful you join us time after time. We are really blessed by it. I'll see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.